Hello, everybody. Josh Brown here, back for another great episode on Franchise Euphoria. Well, today's episode is brought to you by IndieFranchiseLaw.com, a leading resource in the franchise space to help you if you're considering buying a franchise, turning your business into a franchise, or growing your business through a licensing or franchise structure. So go on, check it out, IndieFranchiseLaw.com. I think you'll find a lot of valuable and free information as you continue to kind of weigh franchising and licensing and the growth of your business. Without further ado, I hope you enjoy today's episode. On today's episode of Franchise Euphoria, I've got Ben Crosby, who's coming on to talk about The Drip Bar. The Drip Bar was founded in 2016 and has been franchising since late 2019. It is a Rhode Island-based franchise focused on helping people obtain their best physical and mental health using intravenous therapies. Through advances in cellular and biological science, The Drip Bar helps clients fight the consequences of chronic illness, address the effects of aging, and achieve a balanced wellness. They currently have one location open, but a bunch of locations in the pipeline. We talked to Ben about that and about how they transitioned from one location into a franchise business. Hope you enjoy this interview with Ben Crosby. Hello, Ben. Welcome to Franchise Euphoria. How are you doing?
Very good. How are you?
Good. Thrilled to have you on today to talk about the Drip Bar concept. You're their chief development officer, but typically I like to find out a little bit about the person I'm interviewing too before we start talking about the brand. So tell us about yourself and how you got not only involved with Drip Bar, but your experiences prior to that.
Sure. No, absolutely. Thank you for the time. It's great to talk with you today. I've been an entrepreneur my entire career. I went to college as an athletic trainer and a sports nutritionist, but always wanted to be in health and fitness. Opened up my own line of health clubs after being a personal trainer for a little while, and then sold the clubs I owned and got into consulting. It helped develop a few other franchise systems, and that was my first entry into franchising. I saw what franchising could do, and I was really interested in it. Back in 2014, I secured the global rights to a large global brand by the name of Tap Out, and we created Tap Out Fitness. I grew it to, you know, over 500 sales, sold 11 countries. And then when I exited that, I got the opportunity and my passion and decided to take me into franchise development because I learned a lot, had a lot of experience and wanted to be able to bring it to lots of other people and love the franchise industry.
So how'd you get connected with the Drip Bar?
Yeah, so that said, I was always going to the Drip Bar. While I was building other companies, I was going to the Drip Bar to really, you know, just get the right vitamins, minerals, get energy, mental clarity, focus. It was my little secret sauce to be able to work longer, harder hours than everybody. And when I went down and started talking with Shannon, who's the CEO of the Drip Bar and the founder, I just said, hey, would you be interested in franchising? And she said, absolutely. I was able and lucky enough to really dig into the numbers and figure out the business and see where I could add value. And that's where the opportunity of the Drip Bar really started. So I partnered with Shannon and we launched the Drip Bar franchise system in September of 2019. And it's been going great ever since.
Yeah. So first of all, explain, what is the Drip Bar concept?
Sure. So at its core, and what I was originally attracted to is the Drip Bar is IV vitamins. So IV vitamins go directly into your body right at the cellular level, and then they provide a pretty significant therapeutic effect, meaning you feel better. So I was always traveling quite a bit. So I kept going in for the Jet Setter because I'm not the biggest fan of flying. I'm also not the biggest fan of needles, you know, and it just so happened that I'd go even though I didn't like needles, but because it really worked. So I'd be able to travel cross country, not have jet lag, be able to get off the airplane and go right to work and work all day. So it was a very strong value proposition that I got good results from. So I kept going back. But at its core, it's IV vitamins. Since we started franchising, We've split those IVs into two segments. One is lifestyle drips, and those are for people that are healthy and looking for more energy and a bunch of various outcomes. We have about 14 of those. We also split it into health support drips for people that are medically compromised. So it might be a client that has cancer or heart disease or diabetes or other ailments, and we have solutions to be able to help support their proactive health and wellness. We also do Botox and other aesthetics under our additional service category. But now we also offer two other opportunities. One is IM shots, which are concentrated shots of vitamins that go directly into the delt or the glute. Those are really good for people that don't have 25 to 40 minutes to do a full drip. And then we also do support oral supplements, but we've actually created a box, a 30-day box that is paired with every drip we offer to be able to really enhance the benefit. So if somebody comes in for our all-star drip to get ready for some sort of athletic competition, may it be a marathon or a Tough Mudder run, we have a drip, but then we have the follow-up add-on supplements of the all-star supplement line. So that's really what the drip bar is today.
So with regard to the services that provided, it sounds like some of them are quasi-medical versus non-medical. I mean, is that the case? I mean, are some of these medical type services?
None of them are medical services. We don't practice medicine. We do put them in different categories of the need and the value proposition. So the ones that are listed under health support, they're all vitamins, minerals, nutrients, antioxidants, items that are naturally occurring, and they are not FDA approved. Nothing that the drip bar does needs to be FDA approved because it's not medication. There are no prescriptions. There is lots of evidence of its efficacy and how it works. But yeah, we're not practicing medicine. We're not treating and diagnosing disease.
Yeah, I was kind of curious about that to see if I didn't know if there needed to be like a director of nursing or anything like that. Who's at the location? So, I mean, you know, like I believe the first location is in Rhode Island, right?
Yep, it's in Warwick, Rhode Island. And the model does work off of a medical director. And so there is a doctor that is named at every location to make sure that everything is abiding by the state-specific guidelines, as well as the medical director carries the medical malpractice insurance. They review all of the drip bar SOPs and policies and procedures and ingredients and such, and then they provide the standing order to the nurse in order to perform those treatments. But it's treatments just for individual clients, some of which do have pre-existing conditions.
And so that first location in Rhode Island, let's talk about that location. So that's been around since 2016. You guys start franchising in 2019, right?
Correct.
Okay. Talk about that process. I mean, people who are tuning in, I think they find it interesting. At least I hear from them, and they say they, when guests talk about that whole process going in, some of the things that you had to contemplate and do and change and focus on and tweak and all those sorts of things to take that business that's in one current location and then expand it into a franchise model.
Absolutely. And it was a great opportunity because Warwick, Rhode Island, as you said, opened in 2016 as a standalone drip bar. But it was a very raw business, but very profitable. Has tremendous unit level economics. But they ran the drip bar like a doctor's office, other than it being cash pay. So clients would come in, they would go and do their drip. There was no marketing, advertising. There was not the entire operational ecosystem. So I went in because it worked, and it worked very well for me, and I liked it. It was a great experience. But when I went in and looked at the unit level economics, I saw that it was highly profitable in spite of the marketing and advertising that was done. I recognized an opportunity because on a unit level basis, it's got a tremendous item 19. And we were able to enhance that by layering in my experience in the health club industry and in the spa industry. So we've added memberships, packages, programs, shots, supplements, additional services such as Botox and mobile delivery. So the business model was then crafted to meet the ever-changing opportunity of the franchise landscape and to be able to be successful outside of just Warwick, Rhode Island. And our strategy goes as deep as understanding that we're going to be opening traditional locations, but then there's a huge opportunity for non-traditional. We expect to be in every airport over the next couple of years. We expect to be integrated into doctors, dentists, chiropractic, physical therapy offices, as well as health clubs and hotels, which we are actually being integrated into quite a few hotels now, especially with the business travelers that have to fly and they're worried about, you know, getting sick or not being prepared for that meeting that they have to get to right away the next day.
And are those non-traditional locations, are those operated by the franchisor, or are those franchisees who are then going to open up in some of those, you know, in the hospitals, the airports, probably not the airports, but the hospitals and the hotels?
It's both. This business is built on a very entrepreneurial-based spirit. So we have franchisees now that own existing franchise companies. We've had the validation from the franchising industry, people that have owned existing QSRs, you know, like Five Guys Burgers and whatnot. We have existing franchisees that own sports-specific training centers, health clubs, hair and waxing and eyelash extension franchisees that are looking to add this into their existing business or to add it to their portfolio as a way of diversifying the businesses that they own. So in non-traditional, there will be opportunities where franchisees own them, and then there are other opportunities where corporate will be opening them. We are focused on getting into the airports over the next year. We have a couple in process, but we're already being developed inside hotels and health clubs now. So the non-traditional is a strong route that we are focused on growing with it.
So how many open franchisees do you have at this time?
Well, this is the interesting answer. Currently, we have none open. We started franchising in September. We have quite a few in construction. Our first one is opening in November, November 7th, it looks, for the VIP event. That one will be followed up by Jacksonville, Tampa, San Antonio, Texas, Raynham, Massachusetts, Charlottesville, Virginia. Early next year, we'll be opening Alpine, Fort Collins, Denver, Colorado, Utah, multiple locations in Utah, Houston, Dallas, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, also Sarasota. We'll be opening throughout the Carolinas, throughout Virginia, New Jersey, and New York. So our goal is to have 2 to 5 open by the end of the year. And we currently have a pipeline of 50 plus locations to be open in 2021.
So you started franchising in September of this year, 2020?
2019, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So I was like, wow, that's fast. Yeah. Okay. So why are none of them open? I'm just curious about that. It was just a sort of a strategic decision, or what's the, why so many sold, but none of them are open?
It's all real estate. Everything got paused in Corona with the pandemic. Lots of landlords did not want to open up the sites. The rents are dropping that we have seen. Real estate deals have gotten much better. So it was just a place and time situation, not lack of interest and lack of effort.
So what type of franchisee are you looking for? Who's going to be the best fit for the Drip Bar?
We always look for entrepreneurs. We're looking for semi-absentee business owners. People that own existing franchises are fantastic. But really just people that have a passion for helping people. Same persona client that we look for when you're developing a health club or a spa. You know, this is a personal care retail-based business. Those are the franchisees we're looking for. But we're looking for somebody that is more entrepreneurial, that really has a passion for this type of modern medical opportunity that the Drip Bar is.
Well, and finally, I know you mentioned it just a couple minutes ago, but let's talk about COVID for a second, because obviously it's impacted everybody, and but differently. I mean, different franchises have been impacted differently. I'm curious, with the Rhode Island location, how has that location been impacted by COVID thus far?
Yeah, specifically for Warwick, the business has stayed and improved throughout that time. Not only the amount of drips that we do per day and the revenue, but also it streamlined our business, which is interesting to say. Pre-COVID, for instance, we were doing 10 to 12 clients a day that were coming in just walk-ins. So we were doing a good amount of walk-ins. During COVID, however, we don't allow walk-ins anymore. They're all scheduled and they come in within a 15-minute time period. And now we're doing over 15 a day. So, you know, the clients that we see has increased, but also operationally, it's streamlined. COVID to us and the news in general has been the best, as strange as it is to say, has been our best marketing and advertising we could have ever asked for. We just wouldn't have asked for it this way. It has put us on a national spotlight of relevance. And we're very excited to be able to help a lot of people.
So if you want to learn more about Drip Bar, you can go to thedripbar.com. That's thedripbar.com. Is that correct, Ben?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to share a little bit about the concept. It sounds like a good concept. I mean, certainly it's a timely concept in the sense that these type of opportunities are growing, certainly in popularity around the country. So thank you for taking a few minutes to come on and share about it. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for tuning in for another episode of Franchise Euphoria. If you enjoyed this episode or have enjoyed the podcast in general, I would really appreciate it if you could go to iTunes and leave me a rating and review. It really helps to get this podcast out to more and more people. So the easy way to do it is go to iTunes and in the search box, put in Franchise Euphoria. You will then see my cover art and you click on my smiling face that says Franchise Euphoria and then click on the link that says ratings and reviews. It's that simple, but boy, oh boy, does it mean the world to me when people leave ratings and reviews. And like I said, it really helps get the show out there. Once again, would love it if you would go to iTunes and leave a rating and review if you enjoyed this episode or other episodes of the show. And until the next time, happy franchising.